It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Hey, thanks so much for downloading the 282nd edition of the Lane Mitchell Show weekly podcast. 2 weeks without podcast? What the hell was going on? I've got kind of an excuse. Yeah, I took a little unexpected vacation. I'll explain that a little later on in the podcast. And a special guest this week, the now 4-time Juno Award-winning band, The Arkells, pop by to play us some songs from their Juno Award-winning album. And actually, singer Max Kerman tells us where exactly one stores a Juno. Thanks so much for downloading. If you enjoy the podcast, find me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter at Laineroo, LayneRoo. Thanks for downloading.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
The 14th of March, St. Patrick's Day, was on this date in 461. It's St. Patrick, the patron saint of, drinking? Shamrock shakes. Ireland? Something like that. Died. And head fashion designers at Dolce & Gabbana have released statements backpedaling, at least somewhat, from their initial remarks stating that gay parents who have children through artificial insemination are synthetic, and that the only family is the traditional one. Question, did anybody think that was going to be good for business? I mean, it's one thing to have an opinion or a perspective that's kinda out there. It's another entirely to assume that everyone else feels the same. Like, learn to read the room, man. That said, if you're using guys who sell women's purses for $5,000 as your moral compass, you probably have bigger problems. And the citizens of Tabor are attempting to repeal the town's new anti-swearing bylaw, and they're trying to recruit the perfect celeb to champion their cause, Kevin Bacon. Locals have launched a Save Us Bacon campaign on Kickstarter to raise enough money to fly him out to their town to lead a dance party to protest the ban Footloose style. Kevin Bacon has yet to respond.
Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
I took an unexpected vacation to the Royal Alex Hospital. Yeah, this is kind of a story that I've been waiting to tell you for more than 10 years. Weird thing is, I may be telling it to you prematurely. I have been chasing a ghost for the last 14 years. You know, 14 years ago, I got sick. I got really sick, like organ shutting down kind of sick. Doctors said I couldn't work. I stopped working, but they couldn't find out exactly what was wrong. They just couldn't nail it down. And you know, you do that for a couple of months and eventually you kind of go, well, I need to work. So I just went back to work. Continued seeing doctors. They sort of continued with their tireless search for what the hell is wrong with me. You know, these weird symptoms too, like nothing interesting. Twitches, pain, tiredness. Pretty much what you get when you have absolutely anything wrong with you. A little break in the case last year, though. They find this little cyst in my abdomen. When I say little, I mean, softball size. So they drain this thing, you know, because they don't want it popping, because, like, you know, one of those things pops, you can die. They try draining it, and then it grows back. So you go, well, tell you what, let's go in there and chop that thing out. So they did. And they found something kind of unexpected. They opened up my abdomen like I literally had a C-section last week. I'm not kidding, I have like a 15-inch scar across my stomach. They go in to pull this thing out. It is bigger than a football. Like, I'm a 200-pound man. Like, I'm not a guy that a football could hide in real easily, at least you wouldn't think, but apparently I was wrong. They pull this thing out. Thankfully, by some miracle, I'm able to keep all of my organs, every bit of everything. And I start feeling better. Like, how the hell does that happen? A football-sized growth inside your body. Just the weirdest thing, too. You know, my wife's pregnant, right? She's expecting end of June. She and I have been going to ultrasounds together, each other's. Then I beat her to the punch with the C-section. It was kind of weird how that happened. And wow, the Royal Alex Hospital, they work so hard there. You have no idea. If you haven't been to that hospital, you literally have no idea what they put up with there. That is an old facility with old equipment. If you were to ask anybody in that hospital who works there what that place needs most, they would probably say a stick of dynamite. Like, the staff in that hospital just works so, so hard. So a special thank you going out to them.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
March Madness isn't quite as big a deal here in Canada, but in the U.S., a lot of guys are so obsessed with this month's basketball games, they hardly move from the front of the TV the entire month. Well, doctors are apparently taking advantage of that by offering March Madness-themed vasectomies, even going so far as to include free pizzas to potential clients. I like a free pizza as much as the next guy. Do I want one with a vasectomy? And underboob selfies are causing all kinds of outrage in Thailand. Underboob selfies basically being cleavage shots only taken from the bottom instead of the top. Apparently that style of photo is against the country's computer crime laws, and those posting them could face 5 years in prison. You know, as it is, the people you may know section on my Facebook page has more cleavage than a mammogram machine, but still, 5 years in jail? That seems harsh, doesn't it? And Ashton Kutcher's Facebook plea for more baby-changing tables in men's public restrooms may become a reality. The actor is joining forces with Change.org to give dads the same access as moms, explaining, "I would like my daughter to experience a world where gender doesn't dictate one's responsibility or limit one's opportunity." Translation, somebody hired a male nanny.
It's Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Which popular late-night TV host has had multiple surgeries on his wee-wee? Well, the answer and the story in less than 90 seconds. First, it's been debated by scholars and college roommates alike for over a century. When you put a new roll of toilet paper on, which way should it face? Well, according to an 1891 patent by New York businessman Seth Wheeler, the end of the toilet paper roll should always be on the outside or in the over position. Yeah, solved. And Microsoft will reportedly be releasing a new operating system this summer. They will also have a new web browser. Yeah, they're reportedly ditching the Internet Explorer handle. Rumor is it will be called Project Spartan, which truthfully kind of sounds more like a reality TV show, doesn't it? And hey, Jimmy Kimmel revealed earlier this week as part of a South by Southwest panel that he has had multiple surgeries on his penis. The 47-year-old TV host explained, "It just kind of closed up on its own. I don't know why it happened. The guy said, 'Your urethra is closing up, we need to operate on it,' and they did. Then it didn't quite work, and they had to do it again." Now, that's not a surgery you want a mulligan on.
The Lane Mitchell Show Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
March 20th, the would-be 87th birthday of Mr. Rogers. Now, while urban legends may try to convince you otherwise, he was never a Navy SEAL, part of a kill squad, nor was his cardigan concealing a pile of tattoos. He was, however, a Presbyterian minister. Interesting fact, Mr. Rogers and Mr. Dress-Up used to work together. They even used to hang out. And hey, have you ever wondered which company has made the most money from the internet? My guess would have been Google, Microsoft maybe, even Apple with iTunes? Nope. Think 20 years earlier, Netscape. For realsies. And Scarface is obviously a legendary film. Hollywood has just greenlighted a modern-day reboot. You know, I used to wonder why they do all these reboots. Truthfully, it's probably easier than fighting all the potential copyright infringement claims. I mean, a criminally savvy immigrant shooting his way to the top of the drug trade? There were probably a million scripts about that written right this minute. And Burger King Japan is releasing a Burger King perfume. Now, it does sound like a gag, especially when you consider it's scheduled to be released on April 1st. But in addition to April 1st being April Fool's Day, it is also World Whopper Day. It's said to be an actual product.
The Lane Mitchell Show Podcast presents another live Sonic session performance.
Welcome, everyone, to Sonic 1029's Booster Juice Listener Lounge. Joining us today, a band three singles deep in a fantastic album called High Noon. They're playing a sold-out show tonight at Union Hall. They're the Arkells.
Give it on up. Yeah. Thanks for having us.
For a second there, I felt peace and calm. The underpass will keep us from harm, and the wipers moved like some waving arms. We were flashing headlights at coming cars, put up in the distance, even in the dead of night. If we could make it to the morning, we could get things right. It's been a tough go lately. I hate choosing sides, but what we do in the darkness, it'll come to light, alright. Ooh, and in times of fear, you shelter me, and you hold me close, so tenderly, yeah. With my headphones on as I fall asleep, oh, you're my barricade from those intruding dreams. But up in the distance, you can see it in the dead of night. We can make it to the morning, we could get things right. It's been a tough go lately. I hate choosing sides, what we do in the darkness, it'll come to light, alright. It'll come to light, alright. Yeah, sing it for me, fellas, let's go, yeah. Silence fell when I picked up. The words hit me hard, like I want to punch. So I went home to face the storm, and the thought of you, oh, it keeps me warm. But up in the distance, even in the dead of night, if we can make it to the morning, we could get things right. It's been a tough go lately. I hate choosing sides, what we do in the darkness, yeah. To fade away. That's the way Bob Dylan would sing it. They'd fade away. Thank you.
Tony likes it when I do impressions.
It's an Arkell Sonic session. I have so many questions for you. Are you a big Bob Dylan fan, for one?
Who isn't? Though I saw him recently, and he kind of doesn't give it. I was going to say shit, but I mean, he doesn't care anymore. He just kind of goes out there, and he starts a song, and you're like, I don't know this one. But then in the chorus, he's like, dangled up in blue. And you're like, wait a second, I know, I love this song. But he changes the arrangements for everything. But yeah, he's great.
You know, it's weird, but a guitar cutting in and out, you know, I'm sure that's something that happens every now and then. You know,
you
play enough shows. Yeah. I was just going to say, what's the biggest sort of onstage catastrophe you've had to deal with that way? And has there ever been that point where you're just like, I give up?
There was a crazy festival we played in Germany, and it started like this torrential rain storm happened. And like, you know, we traveled all the way to Germany, so we didn't want to stop playing. You know, we were like, if we've come this far, we're not stopping. And so the rain was like coming down. And by the end of the set, Anthony's keyboard was like, filled with water.
Yeah, you just, like, tip it over,
and like a gallon of water came out. And then like one instrument at a time, things just stopped working. So we're like, let's do Rock the Casbah. And we started playing it. And like by the end, it was just the drums making sound. And we're like, all right, I guess we got to go.
Last time we talked about the Junos, it was a few years back. You were telling me that you found out about your nomination, riding the Greyhound bus. I know it's glamorous.
Oh, yeah. I like public transportation. I don't know.
How did you find out this time around?
This year, well, we're on the broadcast this year. We're getting to perform on television. So we've we've been working out a lot, as you can tell. We were at the press conference. So because they were going to announce us as the performers, and we did like an acoustic song at the press conference in Toronto. There's probably like 400 media members there. But then we didn't know what or if we'd be nominated for anything. So we were kind of backstage in the green room, like listening. And they're like, oh, we got something. So it was cool, though. And it's in Hamilton this year. So that'll be exciting to host. We're like the unofficial hosts. Jacob from Headley's the official host of the show. We're the unofficial hosts of the show.
Well, okay, performing, nominated for a bunch of awards, yeah. Your hometown. Is that like, oh my God, this is so much pressure? Or is that like, it's my moment?
It's my moment. I like the way you said that. I'm going to say that now.
You don't have to say it out loud, but if you think it, just give us a nod.
It's cool because we're friends with bands from all across Canada. So I remember when we were at the Junos in 2009 in St. John's, we got to like hang out with Hey Rosetta and they showed us where to go and they were sort of like the unofficial hosts. And so it'd be cool to be that in Hamilton, like to tell our friends' bands who, say live in Vancouver or something like, oh, you got to go to this bar or come to my house afterward. And it'll be cool. Like after soundcheck, we'll just get to go home and nap in our own beds, which will be nice. We're like Mike and I are like a 15-minute walk from like Cops Coliseum. It's also kind of annoying though, because any hometown show, bands will tell you this, any hometown show, you get a lot of like guest list requests from friends. So like, hey, can I get a plus one? Hey, what time are you guys on at? So that's really obnoxious. So I've already told my friends, don't even think about asking me for anything.
Actually, you know what? I want to ask you about something called Plus One in just a minute here. Mm. First, where does one store a Juno?
I think I gave one to my parents. And then the other one, my friend's mom is like a teacher and she wanted to show it to her grade threes. So I gave it and I haven't seen it since. it's like these parents summer in Prince Edward Island, and it made it out to Prince Edward Island for last summer. I haven't seen it since.
So it's frozen in a snowbank, basically.
Yeah, it's somewhere. Yeah, I'm not too worried.
Well, the next song you guys are going to play for us is a track called Dirty Blonde.
Yeah, so this song, Dirty Blonde, that's kind of cool. Because like Lauren's my girlfriend. And I was like, Lauren, your hair is dirty blonde. I wrote this song, it's called Dirty Blonde. And she was like, Mac, my hair's not dirty blonde. Anyway, this is Dirty Blonde. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Fall asleep sweating under the sheets on the third floor. Street sweeper baby passing by and I tell you it's starting to roll. And I can smell the sun-kissed skin in the bed lying near me. You haven't tipped your hand yet. You're keeping your cars close to your chest. Your thighs and your dirty blonde hair. I'm waiting on you, I got this twin bed and it's ours to share. Oh, 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 your thighs and your dirty brown hair. I'm waiting on you, I'm waiting on you. Lover, what's your next move?
Your next move was get the hell out of this weird apartment.
Any feelings of love when I met you. I could hardly come up with 300 a month, but you love my red rented room. Now even with the lights turned off, we know this is so clear. Baby girl, put it on me, she said. Boy, you're mine indefinitely. Hey, your thighs and your dirty blonde hair. I'm waiting on you, I got this twin bed and it's ours to share. Oh, 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 your thighs and your dirty blonde hair. I'm waiting on you, I'm waiting on you. Lover, what's your next move? Pick any color, I can tell your fortune tonight. Give me your number, pick any color, yeah, I can tell your fortune tonight. Convince me,
pick any color,
with no words. This busted lover. Your thighs and your dirty blonde hair. I'm waiting on you, I got this twin bed and it's ours to share. Oh, 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 oh. Your thighs and your dirty blonde hair. next move.
It's an Arkell Sonic session. You're copying something from Arcade Fire, you were telling me about. If there's a band to copy anything from, it's that band, and you're copying all the right things.
Yeah, so we did this, we did like a charity fundraiser in September with the National. It was for joining TIFF, and the National, our favorite band, so it was really cool to see them in this like intimate setting. We got to know their manager, weirdly enough, lives in Hamilton, and he was telling us about... this thing the National does is they add a dollar to every ticket sale to a charity of their choice. And it's this program sort of set up by the Arcade Fire. It's called Plus One. Very simple. It's the band gets to choose the charity and the money goes directly to that charity. So this whole tour, a dollar from every ticket sale is going to Partners in Health, which is a medical organization that sets up medical infrastructure around the world. It does like really valuable work like in Haiti and in Africa. And so we didn't even tell everybody, but you guys are all doing a really good thing by coming to the show. Thank you. Yeah.
I was terrified for just a second. You were going to say it was to get you a new apartment.
Oh yeah. No, I'm doing
Should I ask? I'll ask.
No. This is 11-11. All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
You were all done up, but it wasn't for me. You were up at the front, to tapping your feet. I was back at the bar, you had your eyes on the stage, you had an X on your hand, to tell them your age. Didn't put my money on it, but I was hoping that you would be here if I was something that you ever wanted. I'm all ears, I'm all ears. You made a wish at 11:11. I held your hips at 12:34. There was a kiss just waiting to happen. A cab was calling outside the door, and no. Oh, it was you from the beginning. Excuses disguised, all the ones before. I've been convincing myself they could be something more. I said if you go home and get on the phone, tell your girlfriends about me. I'll go home and sleep on my own. Dream of a girl named Lonnie. I couldn't hold a candle to you, but you were glowing in the dark. I was nervous just standing with you. You were glowing in the dark. Yeah. You made a wish at 11:11. Yeah. I held your hips. 12:34. There was a kiss just waiting to happen. A cab was calling outside the door. And oh, I knew from the beginning. Oh, it was you from the beginning. And you weren't even trying. Your dirty blonde hair had me going wild. You were a little bit shy then. There's no denying something so true. And Lauren says, it's not dirty blonde. You made a wish at 11:11. I held your hips at 12:34. There was a kiss just waiting to happen. A cab was calling outside the door. And oh, from the beginning, it was you from the beginning.
Thank you.
an Arkell's Sonic Session, 11-11. You guys played in Calgary last night, right?
We did. We like to speak of that place around here.
We're allowed to. We just can't say anything flattering. So when I say how was the show, you say the crowd was awful.
It was all right. You know what's crazy is we did the day before, the show before was in Kamloops. And I just like kind of said, I was like, you know, Kamloops, we had a choice. We could have played Kelowna or Kamloops. This is the decision we made. And people went crazy. You were like the loudest cheer of the night. It was insane. People are very competitive. But yeah, Calgary was shit.
And not that I'd ever accuse you guys of being sycophants, but I imagine as you go like town to town, you sort of pick up like regionalisms, like the thing that gets everybody cheering, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we play into that.
Take us across the country. Vancouver.
Vancouver, what I like to do in Vancouver is make fun of their like hippy dippy lifestyle. Like, oh, it's like, so if they're not giving it enough, they're like, I know you guys are just a bunch of laid back West Coasters. You guys are all probably high right now. It's like, you got to try a little harder. And they go, okay. In Alberta, we like to make, it's actually kind of, so I make like a lot of like cowboy jokes around here. Cause there's a lot of, you know, we play the Stampede and stuff like that, but most of the people at our show aren't necessarily cowboys. So they're like, that's not us. We'll show you,
Saskatoon.
Well, Saskatoon is really quite nice compared to Regina. we usually just like to compliment them on that. Winnipeg, I don't know, the prairie, that's a tough one.
It's sensitive because you can't just be like, it's so fucking cold.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's true. But we do like to compliment their music scene because there is a good arts culture in Winnipeg. If we go out east, the Newfoundlanders, it's just talk about drinking with them. They're like, this is a drinking song, an Irish drinking song. And someone like busts out a fiddle and you're like, is anyone familiar with like Newfoundland accents? They're pretty awesome. There's probably some Newfoundlanders in the room right now.
I thought that was a Fort McMurray accent when I moved.
Well, that's
there.
The thing.
I'm dead serious.
It's like, hey, you want to have a beer with the boys? Like that's kind of the way they talk. But they like it when you kind of try your best to sound like them. George Street in downtown St. John's. It's like there's a lot of police there because it's like the bar district, and it's like, watch out for them blue shirts, boys. it's like watch out for the cops. What do we do in Toronto? Toronto, we just accuse them of being stuck up the whole time, which is pretty cool. Guelph, they're a bunch of hippies. Peterborough's kind of working town, so we're like, you're our brothers. We're in Hamilton. You're Peterborough. Kind of the same. Kingston... I don't know. Montreal, I go, un, deux, trois, quatre, like when I introduce every song. That's how I counted it. And they like that. Tout le monde! I don't know what that means, but someone told me to say it one time. Same thing. I'm really bad with languages. So when we were in Germany, I go, stand here, good drauf! And I don't know what that means, but...
It's supposed to mean, like, how you doing?
I think it's
Let's Start a Revolution, actually.
Is it? yeah. Well, cool. Whatever. That sounds cool, too. That's better than
how's like it going over there. Back to patchouli and flip-flop country. I saw you guys were on the Squamish lineup.
We are.
That's exciting.
It's good. We're very excited about it. You know, there's a lot of these songs. So the record came out at kind of the end of the summer. But the reason why we waited for the Canadian tour is because we really wanted people to know the lyrics, because that's like kind of the funnest part of the job is seeing people sing back. So, and when we put out Michigan Left, we toured it like 2 weeks after the thing came out, and it was good, but we didn't know how to play the songs yet, really, and no one knew the lyrics to the new stuff. So we're like, we gotta fix that. So this time around, the shows have been crazy good. They're all sold out, and like it's really awesome. But we're really excited about the summer festival shows, because we have a song Never Thought This Would Happen that is like kind of like a like was is about a music festival, and it kind of has that like My Morning Jacket like music festival kind of vibe. Just picture girls in summer dresses and like Birkenstocks and stuff, and so we're very excited about playing that. We're doing a couple other good ones around across the country.
And you can spill.
I've already like spilled it twice that we're doing Oshiega, but you know, that's not announced yet. So You didn't know that?
I had no idea.
Really? Yeah. Yeah. Congrats. We're in Montreal. Yeah, so that's going to be good. We're probably going to do something in Edmonton. I don't know yet. We're going to be back in Calgary in the summer. I can't tell you what that's happening.
Anybody you're especially excited to see? Did I say especially?
Especially?
I added an X. I like it. It fits there. Yeah. Anybody you're especially interested in seeing, meeting, playing
Yeah, well,
with?
There's a really cool festival in Toronto that we're playing called Field Trip, which is like Arts and Crafts, which is Broken Social Scene's label. They curate it. And we're playing the Saturday night, and the Saturday night lineup is War on Drugs, which is one of my favorite bands, then us, and then Alabama Shakes. So that's like a very cool. And then the Sunday night headliner is My Morning Jacket. So we're very excited about that. Yeah, but I don't know. There's lots of good festivals out there.
Nice. Well, before we get to Leather Jacket, is there anything we should know about that song?
So we did this cover contest. Do you guys know about that cover contest? That was pretty cool. We got a lot of really awesome submissions. So basically, the contest was submit a cover of Leather Jacket, because other people were like covering it already, and we always get really flattered when we see people putting covers on YouTube or whatever. So we're like, you know what? We'll submit. And the winner will get a golden ticket, which means you can come to any Arkells show in 2015. Now, like, we're not going to pay for you to get there, but if you want to come, you'll have two tickets waiting for you. So we had a lot of submissions, a lot of really cool submissions. Some of our friends and other bands, like Tokyo Police Club, Set the Whale, July Talk, Lights, like they did a cover, which is really cool. And so we're going to choose three. Actually, to be honest, we chose one winner. And I thought, I was like, all right, contest is done. And then someone on Twitter was like, hey, you said three winners. And I looked back on the post. I was like, I did say three winners. Shit. So we chose a second winner. And then the third winner was going to be this guy who had this really cool kind of dreamy version of Leather Jacket. He like layered the guitars and his vocals and harmonies, and he kind of shot it interestingly. And he was going to be the guy. His name is Paul Shenton. So I usually it's pretty easy to get in touch with anybody. You just tweeted them and they're like super happy about it. But I couldn't find him. He wasn't on Twitter. He wasn't on Facebook. He wasn't on Google. It was like, this guy is a ghost.
Did he mail it to you?
No, he uploaded it to some like random like YouTube channel. It was like so-and-so productions and like had no other of his videos in it either. So it's like, this is so bizarre. Anyway, we were going to have to give it to another person just because we couldn't find him. And on the second show of the tour, we're in Victoria. This was like literally last Saturday, so like 5 days ago. I'm in a vintage clothing store a block away from the venue.
The Patch?
The Patch. You know exactly. Okay, yeah. So I'm in the Patch, and I'm just like, whatever, cruising down the aisles. And I see this guy out of the corner of my eye that looks just like Paul Shenton. But I have no idea that he could live in Victoria. Like, for all I know, he could live in Newfoundland. But I kind of look over, I'm like, that looks just like him. But he's been sort of on my mind the last couple of days because I've been trying to find him. So I'm like, that's my mind is probably just playing tricks on me. And I was like, I got to ask him. So I go up. I'm like, without trying to sound like a crazy person, I'm like, hey, what's your name? And he goes, it's Paul. Are you in the Arkells? I was like, yes, I've been trying to find you. He's like, and he's very kind of mild mannered. He's like, oh yeah. I was like, yeah, you won. He's like, oh. Cool. I was like, do you have a ticket for the show tonight? He's like, oh, no, it's sold out. I was like, well, now you do. So it was crazy. Like, what are the chances, right, that he even lives in Victoria, happens to be in the same clothing store as I'm in at the same time? And then before the show, we invited him to the bus, and he did his version, and we backed him up. So you can watch it on our Facebook page. It's really cool. And he was just, like, very sort of just, like,
just very mild-mannered guy. He actually
during Leather Jacket.
The only guy who was crowd surfing at that show.
Really. Yeah.
He just had the most mild, just sort of like, just like contentment, but like no, like you just wasn't worried about it.
He's like, I guess I'm up here.
He was up for a while, like, for like 4 or 5 minutes.
Yeah. So it was just the craziest thing.
Well, thank you guys so much for being here. Excited to see you perform at the Junos, and of course tonight, Union Hall.
Tonight, Union Hall. So have you guys been to Union Hall before? Nice. We heard it's like an old like nightclub, basically. Kind of in a weird area of town.
It's like a block from here. It's definitely a weird area of town.
Yeah. But thanks for the love.
We're in the weird area of town.
I guess so. That's true too. But we're excited. Who's coming tonight? Who got tickets? And a bunch of people snoozed and didn't get tickets. You fucked up. Sorry, internet. We've been swearing a lot on this tour. We did Kamloops live TV at lunchtime. drop two F-bombs. Yeah. That's rock and roll, baby.
Leather jacket. 2, 3, 4. Hundreds of stories before I showed up. Yeah, they tell them to me and pull photos up. And they're all connected like a pair of handcuffs. No one seemed affected, but everyone did. But there was a softness, some kind of understanding. Those 2 a.m. decisions are always shaky landings. No one ever knew what could be demanded. Maybe it's the cards. Cause she was handed. You call me up from a payphone. I said, hang tight, I can drive you home. I pulled on up and with a southern accent, I offered you my dad's leather jacket. I met her at a party. From work, complained that the regulars were all a bunch of jerks. She always looked tired, but she dazzled as a drunk. She even pulled off that stupid haircut. She said, I don't need a sponsor or the best lover or some man that sees me as some fixer-upper. The last few years I've been running for cover, trying to sleep so I can visit my mother. You call me up from a payphone. I said, hang tight, I can drive you home. I pulled on up and with a southern accent, I offered you my dad's leather jacket. When times were tough in the worst years, we never knew how to interfere. And now you're back and you're just unpacking those bruised up takers. Keep attracting. Cause I'm still in love with you. I wanna see it dance again. Because I'm still in love with you. On this harvest moon, in September, when it goes off like some goddamn alarm clock, and it hits her like your third shot of whiskey. Conversations, she just stares off. There's no longer a voice calling when she goes out. I'll be up waiting for you. You call me up from a payphone. I said, hang tight, I can drive you home. I pulled on up and with a southern accent, I offered you my dad's leather jacket. When times were tough in the worst years, never knew how to interfere. But now you're back and you just unpack. It's those bruised up takers you keep attracting. You call me up from a payphone. Ooh. You call me up from a payphone. Ooh. You call me up from a payphone. Call me up from a payphone. Live bleep. And I said, who the fuck uses a payphone? Thank you very much.
R. Kells, everybody.
Thank you guys. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Lane Mitchell Show. Mitchell Show. Podcast. Yeah. Like what you're hearing? Check out the Garner Andrews Show to Go podcast at sonic1029.com.